Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Time, Bob, for a late movie review. It's a chance for me to watch a film that I've never seen before and probably should have.
Yeah, and also a chance this week to watch something a little bit scary. I know you're watching Stranger Things. You're starting to experiment with your threshold, and normally any scary movie we've suggested has been shut down immediately.
Just because I don't know, I don't like getting the spooks on, I don't like suspense. But you're right, the Stranger Things thing, that's quite a horror sort of season at the moment, which is why you directed me towards Psycho.
I suggested Psycho, you know, a nice classic sort of, not too scary a film, but has a few shocks, a few good sequences in there. I thought you could handle it.
Yeah, and one thing I have learned that isn't in my movie review is just that I don't know how to spell Psycho. Every time I write it out, it looks different. I put the H in the wrong spot, so it's not a good start. I didn't have a lot to go on for this film, but I guess we'll just get into it. This is how it went. Warning, this film review contains major spoilers, like major. Is this the one with the shower scene? Okay. Love the credits at the start of the film. Sounds like James Bond. This is in black and white. I don't know if I've ever watched a black and white film before. Interesting. Ah, $40,000 for a house. Those must have been the days. Oh, she's flexing it. She's out. She's gone. When does the killing start? This guy is murdery. Oh, she's in the shower. Is this the death? That knife isn't even making contact. Is this serious? Is she? Oh my God, she's died. Oh my God. I know this is supposed to be a horror, but it's comedic genius, really. Is that the end of the movie now? Oh no, by the way, I'm calling it right now. Old mate Norman is dressing up as his mum. It's weird, but this is where I can see this going. Okay, they've got a PI onto it now. I like how this private investigator will happily break and enter, but he's still respectable enough to take his hat off. Ah, the music again. And he's gone. Okay, we're definitely getting towards the pointy end. Oh, I called it. I knew the mum wasn't alive. Creepy, but I called it. What a nice, neat little bow they're wrapping this all up in. A weird bow, but I guess we have our answers now. Okay, so let's just quickly do a check. This was a horror film. It is black and white, it's from the 60s, and it has no comedic aspect whatsoever. Those four things generally do not work in my favour for a movie review. And yet, somehow, this is my favourite film that I have watched for my late movie review in a really long time. I found it hysterical. I also just thoroughly enjoyed it. I would watch it again. I think we've done it. 4.5 chickens out of 5.
Wow.
Psycho, who knew? Yeah.
I think you need to explain what you found funny, because that was a little vague.
I can tell this upsets you. No. It was so corny. Like, I understand it was like 60s film, so like back then it would have been scary, but watching it in 2022, coming off the back of like Game of Thrones and like Stranger Things, just to see what was so blatantly fake.
Wow.
It just made me laugh.
The defense mechanism. You can't admit you were scared out of your mind.
I wasn't scared.
You were just laughing it off. It was like, oh no, this is fine. Oh, Bob, I'm enjoying this.
No.
Inside, you're like, oh no. Oh, why is there a wet patch in my trousers?
No, Corbin was laughing with me. It is just, there's the scene where she's in the shower getting attacked.
I can't believe it. You can't admit you got scared.
Doesn't
upset me. I've seen it. I can admit, you know, some spooky stuff, some shock.
No, it's a good film. I did find it predictable on a certain level as well, as you saw
60
through
years
there.
Old.
Yeah, totally. But no, I'd watch it again, but I just found it quite funny because it was that stereotypical horror movie. It was just so like the music played and the death happened. It was great.
Can't even admit you got scared.
Yeah, I definitely didn't.